You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Prince, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Ran, and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me.
Right, we've got a number of things to deal with yesterday, not least the column you wrote yesterday. I'll refer to that as the conversation continues. But let's start with what's happening in KZN. We know political killings, of course, has been an issue there, particularly intra-party violence. Now, the NPA has withdrawn charges against mayors who'd been accused of being involved in the murder of Sindiso Magaga. What on earth is going on there?
Well, I think there are two scenarios there, in my view. Scenario number one, and both scenarios are very scary, Bongani. Scenario number one is that we are dealing with a case of incompetence on the part of both the police and the NPA. Remember, before a case is taken to court, the NPA has to decide whether it will prosecute or not. And at that point, it must determine that a case is winnable. So they took the case to court, and then they tell us now that they are provisionally withdrawing the case on the basis of lack of sufficient evidence. It tells you that in the first place, they should have known that there is insufficient evidence.
So yeah, that's 101, right?
Exactly. So the statement that they issued essentially means that they are admitting that they are incompetent. They and the police are incompetent. And that is very worrying. The second plausible scenario is that there could have been political pressure brought to bear on both the police and the NPA that they need to stage a show in order to fool the public that the state is making progress in the cases of political killings in KwaZulu-Natal. Because you can't have a situation, Bongani, where people have been murdered, they have been buried, no one is being arrested. So there could be a possibility that they were told, stage a show, even if the case is bungled, at least the public will believe that we are doing something. So both scenarios are worrying.
And this is not the first time. I mean, we've seen this kind of thing. I'll think of the Estina example, right, where, again, with much fanfare, people are arrested. We saw the raids on the Gupta compound last year. This kind of thing is continuing. And I've been saying for a number of days now, the idea of expecting the new National Director of Public Prosecutions suddenly to wave a magic wand is simply not going to work. Just how compromised, how hollowed out has the NPA become?
Look, the NPA is a dead body that needs to be resuscitated. People tend to believe that Advocate Badoy is a magician who's going to resuscitate this body on a day. It's not going to happen. This thing has been compromised all the way from KwaZulu-Natal to Messina to Cape Town. It's going to be a mammoth challenge for her to rebuild the thing. In fact, she needs to rebuild it from scratch. Skilled prosecutors have been forced out of the NPA. Now, what remains is truly a shell, and Advocate Badoy has a mammoth task of building this institution anew. Remember again that those who hollowed out the NPA, they don't want it to be revived. So they're not going to sleep while she resuscitates the institution. They will fight tooth and nail to make sure that he doesn't succeed. So it is a war.
Talk to me then in that context, Prince. I mean, we're hearing now Gwede Mantashe saying, actually, if we look back at the last 9 years, it wasn't all that bad. Look at health, look at education, look at agriculture and rural development, the successful HIV rollout. The idea of 9 wasted years is a myth, he says.
Well, his idea that the past 9 years have not been wasted, that idea itself is a myth. In fact, it is an understatement to say that it's a myth. It's nonsense. We are now dealing with load shedding. The whole nation is in darkness, partly because what happened over the past 9 years. Gwede Mantashe is trying to salvage whatever legacy he thinks he has, because he actually presided over that rot over the past 9 years. So when you say that the past 9 years have been wasted. You are essentially saying Gwede Ndashe has actually presided that waste, which is true. So if you look at the past 9 years, Bongani,
yeah,
the mess is immense. It's unbelievable, actually. You cannot produce anything on education to show that there was progress made, other than the last minute decision to give free education.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, by the way. And that even that problem has not been sorted out. We still see protests in universities and so on. The National Student Financial Aid Scheme is still in a mess. So I actually don't understand why Gwede Ndashe would argue that way.
Prince, then, let me ask you this question. The DA says, why don't we all march against the blackouts? Is that political opportunism? Or do people who roll their eyes, are they simply, as most South Africans seem to be, to me at least, we're just so used to accepting mediocrity, we'll accept it and do nothing about it, with the very real possibility, however remote, but still real, that this grid could indeed collapse?
Here is the thing about the DA thing. If you were to take the DA out of the picture, what they are calling for, which is a national day of action, would still be genuine, by the way. I am actually surprised that civil society organizations haven't called for it. The reason why we South Africans are subjected to this nonsense, it's because the politicians know that we are pathetic and we are lethargic. We should, by now, if we're a civilized society, have organized ourselves without the DA to march and demand action on the part of our government. We have been plunged into darkness. So the DA is taking advantage of a genuine concern. The problem is that because it's election season, it's very difficult to separate wheat from chaff. But what they are saying is actually genuine, if truth be told.
All right, well, leave it there. I'm afraid, Prince Mashele, we've just run out of time. Political analyst with this morning's Political Desk.